Sing Out was founded nearly 70 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining online resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music is from the duo Tachyonmetry, featuring guitarist Brian Pearson and hammer dulcimer player Cliff Cole. From their CD Sunset Waterfall, we heard Invention No. 13 in A Minor by J.S. Bach. Sunset Waterfall is on their own record label. There was a minor confusion when dulcimer is mentioned. Invariably, the question arises as to which dulcimer you're referring to, either the mountain dulcimer or the hammer dulcimer. This week, we add to that confusion by featuring both styles. The hammer dulcimer has a rather exotic history, with players in Central Europe, the Far East, the Balkans, Scandinavia, Western Europe, and North America. It is essentially a piano soundboard played by striking with hammers. The mountain dulcimer has its antecedents in Northern Europe, Germany, Switzerland, and France. It arrived in the U.S. in Scotch-Irish immigrant communities in the late 18th and early 19th centuries. It is generally played in two different ways, either with a plectrum or fingerstyle after being tuned to an open chordal tuning. This week we'll listen to both types of dulcimer and open the program with Jean Ritchie and Pretty Polly from the recording she made of a live concert with Doc Watson at Folk City in 1963. Jean is generally considered the first inspiration for many players today and in the past. Here's Jean Ritchie on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Debt to the devil, poor Willie must pay for killing.
We're listening to the dulcimer in its many different forms. That was Walt Michael on the Hammer Dulcimer with a great set of tunes, the Prince William's Medley featuring Prince William, Salt Creek, and Temperance Reel. And that hot banjo solo was by Tony Trischka. That's from the recording Walt Michael, Hammer Dulcimer Retrospective on Flying Fish Records. And he, along with a couple of his compatriots, were the official minstrels of the Lake Placid Olympics, which of course put the Hammer Dulcimer even more on the stage. And before that, we heard from John McCutcheon from his recording from back in 1977, originally released on June Apple Records and reissued on Rounder, The Wind That Shakes the Barley. And we heard St. Anne's Reel, Cricket on the Hearth, Kitchen Girl, and Mississippi Sawyer. And before that, we heard from the Fuzzy Mountain String Band, which featured the Mountain Dulcimer of Vicki Owen. And we heard Bonaparte's Retreat featuring Malcolm and Vicki Owen. Malcolm was on the fiddle from the Fuzzy Mountain String Band. And they learned that from Alan Jabbour. That's on Rounder Records. And we let off that set with Gene Ritchie and Doc Watson at Folk City and Pretty Polly, recorded back in 1963 by George Pico, who was Gene Ritchie's husband. That's on Smithsonian Folkways Records. You're listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and sometimes singer-songwriters use the dulcimer as their accompaniment instrument. Here's Bruce Cockburn from his recording In the Falling Dark and Vagabondage from Bruce Cockburn on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Come live. The wind is in from Africa. Last night I couldn't sleep. Oh, you know it sure is hard to leave here, Carrie, but it's really not my home. My fingernails are filthy. I've got beach tar on my feet. And I miss my clean white linen and my fancy French cologne. Oh, Carrie, get out your cane. And these soldiers, a round for these friends of mine. Let's have another round for the bright red devil who keeps me in this tourist town. Come on, Carrie, get out your cane. I'll put on some silk.
I'll put on some silk.
Oh, you're a mean old daddy, but I like you. I like you. I like you. I like you. Maybe I'll go to Amsterdam. Or maybe I'll go to Rome and rent me a grand piano and put some flowers around my room. But let's not talk about fairy wells now. The night is a starry dawn and they're playing that scratchy rock and roll beneath the mantle of moon. Come on, Carrie, get out your cane.
Carrie, get out your cane.
Put on some silk.
I'll put on some silk.
Last night I couldn't sleep. Oh, you know it sure is hard to leave you, but it's really not my home. Maybe it's been too long a time since I was scrambling down in the street. Now they got me used to that clean white linen and that fancy French cologne. Oh, Carrie, get out your cane.
My compound.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about Sing Out, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or log on to singout.org. You can also listen to the program as a podcast. This is episode 2010. And remember, you can also hear us on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This week's theme comes from the CD Sunset Waterfall by Tachyonmetry, featuring Cliff Cole on the hammered dulcimer. He had the mute on for that tune, and Brian Pearson on the guitar. We heard the Concerto in D from Antonio Vivaldi, the Allegro section, also featuring Trudy Gojeski on the cello. Tachyonmetry is on their own record label. And before that, a set of tunes featuring singer-songwriters who use the mountain dulcimer as one of their primary instruments. We heard Claudia Schmidt from her brand new recording Slow Steady Heart and a tune called Rooster that's on her own record label. And before that, from Sally Rogers, one of Claudia's really good friends from back in 1979, we heard one of Sally's tunes called A Knock on the Door. The Unclaimed Pint is the name of the recording, and that's been reissued on Flying Fish Records. And before that, of course, we have to have Joni Mitchell from Blue and Carrie. That's on Reprise Records. And we let off that set with Bruce Coburn from In the Falling Dark and Vagabondage. That's on ESD Digital Records from Bruce Coburn. The dulcimer in its many forms has traveled the world and, in fact, has traveled the world to get to the United States. There's an instrument in Tibet which is known as the Gu Mang. And this is the Tibetan Institute of Performing Arts playing a song called Nangwa Tala Shipa from the recording Dhammasuna on Detour Records. Here's the Tibetan hammer dulcimer on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Thank you. went for to take my leave. Thought the tears would blind me. A shaking of those tender little hands of the babe I left behind me. A shaking of those tender little hands of the babe I left behind me. When I went for to take my leave, leaving all my joy, all that was near and dear unto me was left with the Texian boys. It was all that was near and dear unto me was left with the Texian boys. That the wagons were ready and the boys was waiting for me. Oh, here's my hand, farewell my dear, I'm going away to the army. Oh, here's my hand, farewell my dear, I'm going away to the army.
Tree.
Ken and Brad Kolodner have a brand new recording called Stony Run. And we heard the Richmond Blues and Possum on a Rail. The Richmond Blues featured Rachel Eddy on the fiddle and the vocals, along with Brad Kolodner on the banjo and Ken Kolodner on the hammered dulcimer, and Alex Lacrima on the bass. And on Possum on a Rail, Ken switched over to the fiddle. Stony Run is on Fenchurch Records. And before that, we heard from Dave Parra and the late Kathy Barton, When I Went for to Take My Leave, from the recording Sweet Journeys on Roustabout Records. That's a variant of The Girl I Left Behind Me. And before that, we heard from Brave Old World from their recording Beyond the Pale, and a beautiful tune called Waltz Roman a Clef. And it's kind of a cross between Eric Satie and some Middle European music. We heard the cimbalon on that particular tune, which is a Middle European antecedent of the hammered dulcimer. Brave Old World, Beyond the Pale is on Rounder Records. And before that, we heard from Malcolm Dauglish and the Oolites from their recording Pleasure, and a great tune called Kilike, which is related to the wild boar. That's on Oolitic Records, from Malcolm Dauglish and the Oolites. We let off that set from the recording Donna Suno. We heard the Gu Mang, which is a Chinese Tibetan hammered dulcimer, and we heard a song called Nang Ma Tula Shipa, and that's from the Tibetan Institute of the Performing Arts, and that's on Detour Records. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I hope you've enjoyed this program featuring the dulcimer in its many forms. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can find out more about Sing Out by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 2010.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening all over this land. I'd hammer out danger. I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning. I'd ring it in the evening all over this land. I'd ring out danger. I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning. I'd sing it in the evening all over this land. I'd sing out danger. I'd sing out a warning. I'd sing out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. Well, I got a hammer, and I got a bell, and I got a song to sing all over this land. It's the hammer of joy.